Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our worship today from St. Cross, Knutsford, on Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week, Sunday, April the 10th. Hill will give the sermon, and Margaret will read the Gospel reading. We have two hymns today, Ride On in Majesty, number 640, recorded by students and staff at the College of the Resurrection. And at the conclusion of our service, number 12, All Glory, Lord and Honour. So we come to worship God. In the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Let us then show our love for him by confessing our sins in penitence and faith. So we pray together. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been, help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us continue in prayer with the collect for the day. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love towards the human race sent your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility, and also be made partakers of his resurrection, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. We now hear the Word of God.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. After he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, Why are you untying it? Just say this, The Lord needs it. So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, Why are you untying the colt? They said, The Lord needs it. Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, Teacher, order your disciples to stop. He answered, I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. My initial thoughts, and I should imagine yours too, on considering the events of Palm Sunday, immediately turn to a colt or donkey, cloaks, palm branches, and palm crosses. Today, however, after reading and praying over today's gospel in preparation for this sermon, I'm going to be focusing on stones. This is exactly what should happen during Lectio Divina when God speaks to you through a certain word or words in the text. And the word that struck me was stones. As in the final verse that you heard, Jesus said, I tell you, if these, the disciples, were silent, the stones would shout out. Maybe this word stones resonated with me because over the past few years, I have seen the delight of our grandchildren when finding beautifully painted stones around the outdoor areas in which they live here in Cheshire, and when they have been given one directly to mark special occasions. I'm sure this happened in other parts of the country too, and for families, can turn walks into treasure hunts. Also, we spend a lot of time in North Devon, where the beaches have ordinary looking grey stones until you look more closely and see a white line going round the circumference of many of them. Over the years, I have called these halo stones, as they often circle the top of the stone like a halo. You may well have your own stone stories, which I'd love to hear at some time, but I now need to recall those words from the Gospel when Jesus said, I tell you, if these, his disciples, were silent, the stones would shout out. Jesus made this reply in answer to the Pharisees in the crowd who asked him to order his disciples to stop their praise of Jesus as they proclaimed all the deeds of power that they had witnessed him performing, resulting in them shouting joyfully and loudly, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. Indeed, God was and is worthy of loud and joyful praise, and our praise should focus on the person and work of Jesus as he lived among us in human form, showing us the power of God's love. He is the one who journeyed to the cross and whose death and resurrection bring us everlasting hope. So in saying that the stones will cry out, Jesus indicates that the disciples' and crowd's acclamation should be encouraged, not suppressed. The disciples and people of Jerusalem are expressing great joy, and that joy is so appropriate, so necessary, that if they did not express praise, it would be appropriate for inanimate objects to fill the void. Everything in creation declares his praise. But the idea of rocks crying out in praise to the Lord is poetic, startling imagery, as we know it couldn't happen as such. That said, I'm sure we all have things that we feel so passionate about, that we feel that inanimate objects would proclaim it if we didn't. We are not to suppose, though, that Jesus meant to say that the stones were conscious of his coming, or that God would make them speak, but only that there was great joy among the people, that it was proper that they should express it in this manner, and that it was not fit that he should attempt to repress it. There are other references to this concept of inanimate objects praising God, as in Colossians chapter 1. It says that all creation was made for God's glory, and throughout Scripture there are similar poetic passages that present inanimate objects praising God. For example, in Psalm 114, the mountains leap, and in Isaiah 55 it says, "You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands." Throughout Psalm 148, there are numerous examples of created things praising their Creator. The sun, moon, stars, heavens, water, sky, animals and people. Everyone and everything was created for the pleasure of our Sovereign Lord. So our understanding of Jesus' comment about the stones shouting out begins to make a little more sense. So somebody has to say something. Somebody has to shout out about the glory of God and the wonders of Jesus. So who is that somebody? It is you and me. We have to continue to do the job that the disciples were doing. And yes, it's often a tough ride, and it tries us to our limits. But if anyone was tried to their limits, it was Christ journeying to the cross. So please include stones within the list of things you remember on this Palm Sunday. And as we go into Holy Week, let us pray for the strength to journey at Christ's side to the glory of Easter Day, as we remember, there is not a crown without a cross, there is not a gain without a loss, there is not a victory without a fight, there is not a dawn without a night. Amen.
Let us join together in saying what we believe. In the words of the Apostles' Creed, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. As we come in prayer today, we stand with Christ in his suffering and seek his forgiveness for the many times that we have denied Jesus ourselves. We pray for grace to seek out those habits of sin which mean spiritual death, and by prayer and self-discipline to overcome them. We pray for all Christian people that through the suffering of disunity there may grow a rich union in Christ. For those who make laws, interpret them and administer them, that our common life in the church may be ordered in justice and mercy. For those who still make Jerusalem a battleground, and for all places of the world where there is violence and discord, in particular praying for the people of Ukraine at this time. We call to mind all those who have the courage and honesty to work openly for justice and peace. For those in the darkness and agony of isolation, that they may find support and encouragement. For those who, weighed down with hardship, failure or sorrow, feel that God is far from them. For those who are tempted to give up the way of the cross. And Lord, we pray for those who have died in faith. May they find mercy in the day of Christ. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy upon us. Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We now sing our final hymn, number 12, All Glory, Lord and Honour.
Thank you.
And before I give the final blessing, I'd just like to say that this will be our last pre-recorded audio service as life thankfully returns to some sense of normality. But I'm equally conscious that the ministry this offers to people who are unable to get to church. So we'll continue to release services online, but there'll be recordings of actual Sunday services which will be uploaded to the internet in the same way and will be available from early Sunday afternoons under normal circumstances. I'd like to thank everyone who's played such a big part in supporting this ministry, preachers and readers, intercessors who faithfully made recordings to get to us by Thursdays every week, and also in the first year the midweek services too. And a huge thank you to Stephen Benson, who's edited, I can't imagine how many services Stephen's edited for us in this time. It must be approaching 200, I guess. So huge thank you to Stephen too. And so I close this last pre-recorded audio service with a blessing for Palm Sunday. Christ crucified, draw you to himself, to find in him a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.